This podcast is a Royfield Brown production. Find others on iTunes.
All right. Yeah, I know.
Hello, it's Robert here, and we're at the Dumpty Dum Oxford meetup here at the St. Aldate's Tavern. And I'm also here with...
Maria.
Alison.
Missy. And...
Nuala.
And a secret man in the background who's not willing to divulge his identity. And we are going to do our Dumpty Dum. Dumpty 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 Dum, Dumpty Dumpty Dum Dum, Dumpty 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 Dum, Dumpty Diddly Dum, Dumpty Diddly Dumpty Diddly Dumpty Diddly Dum, Dumpty 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 Dum, Dumpty Diddly Dum. They'll never play that.
This week has been an interesting week. It definitely, if you're a member of the Aldridge household. This week has seen the return of, for us here at Dumpty Dum, one of our most beloved characters, a character which is scandalously underused, as Mr. Lucas Mazzucani. And we have here with us the actor who plays him. Hello, Connie. How are you?
Hello, Royfield. I'm fine, thank you. How are you?
Not too bad. But when was the last time they actually called you up to put your wellies on and go down to the Aldridge Farm?
Can you believe it's been 15 years since Lucas was last in Ambridge, and since I featured in The Archers?
Well, with all due respect, you're bloody lucky they remembered you, because you know that this is a time in a world before the internet. If it was 15 years ago, you know, did they send you a character?
Practically the last century, Royfield. I've got to be honest with you, it came out of the blue, the call this year. I had given up, really. You know, I thought that they'd probably have recast me a few years ago, or sort of quietly announced that Lucas had, you know, died, or Kate had seen him off or something, you know, bumped him off in the night or something before she returned to Ambridge. So it came as a great surprise, but a pleasant one.
But that's not quite true, because you actually do listen to the show, don't you? So you knew that Lucas hadn't been bumped off.
You know what? I haven't actually listened to it for a while. You remember the offshoot, the spin-off, Ambridge Extra?
Mm-hmm.
I did a few episodes of that back in 2012, just before the London Olympics, actually.
Mm-hmm.
So that was the last time I sort of had any involvement in the show, and probably around the last time I listened to The Archers, if I'm really perfectly honest.
So, Connie, were you not listening out of a fit of pique?
Out of what, sorry?
Out of a fit of pique. Were you pissed off that they were not utilising your acting chops, sir?
I'm afraid I wasn't. You know, I've been doing some homework since I returned to the show.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, I've been reading up on sort of the controversies under sort of the stewardship of the programme, and how various characters have come and gone, various actors have come and gone, but the characters have remained.
Mm-hmm.
And I know that there's been quite a lot of controversy with how it was deemed that the hierarchy weren't actually listening to the you know, the fans of the programme. So I, you know, it's a lot has happened since I was last involved in the show. So it's all quite strange, actually, surreal to read up about what's been going on in my absence.
But and then you've come back onto the show, and it's a different Kate. You've got a different wife.
Well, yeah, that was. I was aware that Kelly Bright, who used to play Kate, once she made the transition to EastEnders, I was aware that they'd employed Perdita Avery to take her place. That was, I think, about 3 or 4 years ago, something like that.
Mm-hmm.
So it was great actually meeting Perdita for the first time. And it turns out we've actually got, you know, friends in common. Not really a surprise, I suppose. Everybody knows everybody in acting circles. But it was nice to meet her, and I thought we sounded quite good together. Even if we were arguing.
But also, you now have a daughter. Your daughter now has real form, sir. So,
yeah, I mean, I'm the father to a teenager now. I mean, that's just mental. Because the last time I was in The Archers, 15 years ago, all she was saying was coo and goo and gaga, you know. Now she's actually constructing sentences, and I think she even called she called Lucas's future wife a bitch, which, you know, took me by surprise. She certainly wouldn't have said that a few years ago.
Well, it has to be said, it seems like you've spawned another Kate, sir. You know, it's...
you know what? When I got the script, that's exactly what I thought. I thought, this is Kate Mark II, and I'm not sure she's any better, this one. And listening to the way she managed to manipulate Kate into believing that Lucas and his future wife are these horrible, horrible people, was just, you know, I just sort of thought, oh my God, there's no hope for the future at all. Kate spawned another, and it's just gonna go on and on and on.
Hello? Lucas?
Kate? What's so important that you need to contact me at work? Is Nolotando all right?
Yes, no thanks to you.
I beg your pardon?
She's told me what's been going on. Neglecting your children.
What?
Abandoning them to your mother and her bigoted views.
Now, hold on
you should
a minute.
Be ashamed of yourself.
Look, I don't know what story she's been spinning, but let me tell you, that girl has been a nightmare for months.
So I'm guessing, though, Connie, that, you know, you get a call, your agent calls you up, says, great news. You know, you're back in the Archers. I'm guessing you get a nice big fat limousine, picks you up from your home, drives you all the way up to Birmingham studios. You know, you stop at the Hyatt Regency Hotel overnight, whatever.
you're pretty close, Royfield. What actually happened is that I make my way, using my local bus service here in Buckinghamshire, to the train station, get the Chiltern Railways to Birmingham, and then walk from there to the mailbox, do the job, and then do the return journey on the same day, 2 hours later, and it's all over. You know, thank you. Short and sweet. Thanks very much, Connie. See you next time. You know, see you in 15 years again.
You seriously telling me that they didn't put you up overnight?
No, they didn't, because I was only there for the 2 hours, an hour, if I remember correctly. Our recording session was at 2 p.m. So had it been the 9 a.m. slot, I remember when I was involved in the show before, 9 a.m. slot, so they'd put you up overnight. Or if it was the final slot, I think they would put you up as well. But since it was the middle of the day, you know, keep the cost down. No need for him to stay over. You know, I would have quite liked to stay in Malmaison Hotel in the mailbox, which is where I stayed when I was recording Ambidextra. But it wasn't to be this time, you know. But I'm just happy to be in the show, though. You know, thanks for having me back. It's that's how it was, Royfield. I'm very happy to be back.
All right. Okay. So you're on air for, I don't know, maybe about a minute and a half or so.
Two and a half. I timed it.
Okay, sorry, sir. Sorry for shortchanging you. All right. So, yeah, 2.5 minutes of blockbuster delivery to give us. How much direction did you get for that?
Obviously, I'd read the script at home and rehearsed it myself. And when we got to the studio, I was told to sort of look at it. You know, we do a read through with the all the cast members,
yeah,
and the production team at the same time, and then when we were actually in the studio, Peter Leslie Wilde, who was actually directing the episode, sort of asked me to, you know, slow it down. Basically, what he was saying to me is that there's if I quote him correctly here, he said there's an awful lot of information to get across in one go, mm-hmm. So don't sort of don't speed up, don't get it all out, don't make it too quick, try and slow it down so that each individual point is captured. And I hope I managed to do that.
And then how easy is it just to fit back into the accent? Because very obviously you don't deliver Lucas in your regular Connie voice, do you?
No, I don't. But I don't know. You might remember it was 16 years ago when I first started the Archers. Mm-hmm. My parents are Zimbabwean, or uh-huh. my father was Zimbabwean. He's passed away sadly in the interim period. I grew up mimicking my parents accent. I also spent 4 years in Zimbabwe from the age of 10 to 15, actually. So I, you know, picked up the accent quite strongly then, and so I've always been able to put on a Southern African accent, and it's something that I've been able to do since I was a child. So slipping back into it, it hasn't been a problem. I suppose the only issue would be whether I slip into it at the same level I was 15 years ago, if that makes any sense.
Well, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to get some back-to-back recordings and compare and contrast.
Oh, compare and contrast. Yeah. Thank you very much, Roy.
And,
yeah,
if it is not seamless, you'll know about it on Twitter and Facebook, sir.
Yes, I'm delighted. Thanks for that, yeah.
When it comes to school, even when I've dropped her off myself at the front door and watched her go inside, she still slips out after registration. Only a couple of weeks ago, I had to drive to Inanda in the middle of the day. She was in a shabin, drinking with a peck of lowlifes.
And are you surprised she's behaving like this when you're more interested in some floozy than your own daughter?
If you are referring to Sipiwe, she is no floozy. That woman has been a saint. She's shown the children nothing but kindness, and Nolutando has been absolutely vile in return. In fact, I was going to email you, but I might as well say it now. Sipiwe is the woman I should have been with all my life. I'm going to start divorce proceedings.
Are you quite sure that you need to give up Kate? Because she's a cracking looking lady, you know, sir. Is there absolutely no way back? Lucas,
you know what, the problem with Kate, the problem with me and Kate is that I will always
I'll cue you up by saying Lucas, so you've got to give me the accent now.
Okay, well, Rachel, listen, the thing is, Kate is a very special woman, and I will always have a very soft spot for her. The thing is, though, she's troubled. We know that. Everyone knows that. But Royfield, a few years ago, she had another affair. How many affairs am I supposed to put up with? You know, I'm a saint, you know. For even beginning to think that I could change her wicked ways. But enough is enough, Royfield. There's only so much I can tolerate. And so when she decided to come back to go back to Ambridge, I thought, you know what? That's fine. You go. I'll stay here with the children. That's my life now, Royfield.
But don't you feel that you've somewhat failed because your one daughter doesn't want to go back? Your one child, sorry.
Yeah, but Royfield, that's not my doing, is it? That's the poison. That's the poison that Kate has. Noltando's been here for, 2 weeks? And already Kate has managed to twist around a little finger and get her to say horrible things about me. Me and my future wife and my mother. She says things about her own grandmother, Royfield. Please, eh? Honestly, this Kate, there is no bounds. There's nothing that she will not do. So, as far as I'm concerned, I think maybe it's good. We just, what is it you English say? Call it a day. We should just call it a day and move on. There's another world, another life. Thank you, Kate. Thank you and goodbye.
Are you sure? Because, you know, there's a few more checks in it. If you can spin this out, Connie, right, and you want to jump on South African Airways and come up to Borsig.
I tell you what, Roy, I would be very happy if Lucas were to have a change of heart. You know,
so you don't feel that strongly about this potential new wife of yours after all, then, eh?
It's complicated, as they say on Facebook. it's not straightforward, and things can change overnight, literally sometimes. You know, so I don't know. I'm open to suggestions. Put it that way, Royfield.
So, are we to believe? Am I to believe? Right, because it's only just you and I on this call, right?
Yeah, no one's listening.
That there are. There are no other scheduled appearances. It was just a one-off.
That's all I know at this moment in time. Yeah, that's as far as I know. I I would be delighted to sort of say they'll book me for another 35 episodes or something, but that's simply not the case. So I know no more than you do. And hang on, unless you know more than I do.
Listen, I know absolutely nothing. I deliberately try and cozy up to Kerry Davis. And
Kerry.
You know, he'll buy me a drink, but his lips are sealed tight, sir. Do you know what I mean? It's like, not once has he let anything slip in 3 years.
But really? You're not drinking the right drinks with him.
Well, obviously not. You know, I've even given the man a roof over his head and a bed for the night the one time when he came to a party. But what I will promise you, though, what I will do, though, Connie, I will argue your case to him. I will badger him. I'll petition him. And I'll say, look, you got to take this up to the higher powers at the Archers and say, you know, there's a stunning character and a great actor.
Right.
And he's been thoroughly, scandalously underused. Because you know what?
Oh, well, that's brilliant.
But for no other reason than this, I love to hate your wife. She is phenomenal. She's a great character. And if you can come and just like, it'd be like throwing the cat amongst the pigeons, and especially with that dreadful daughter of yours. You know, I've got to seriously question your parenting skills because, she's a broken teenager, that daughter of yours, mate. But you know what? It makes for compelling radio.
Yeah, I mean, I question Lucas's parenting skills because the way Nolitanda's turned out is surprising, let's say, considering how leave it at surprising.
Well, I suppose it's the whole nature nurture thing. You know, how much of this evilness did she have within her, and how much of it, you know, was the fact that she's been abandoned by her mother and always felt somewhat second best. You know, as a serious point, you know, there is, yes, she's like her mother, but in episodes this week, she says, you know, you abandoned us, you know, you like Phoebe more than me, et cetera, et cetera.
Yeah.
And you could see why a child would say those things.
Yeah, but I mean, what struck me when I received the script, though, was how she was determined to make her father sound as awful as possible.
Mm.
And I'm, you know, I mean, I really don't think Lucas would be that bad. We know that Lucas is practically saint-like, don't we?
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
Apart from in the spin-off in Ambridge Extra, where he suddenly developed drinking habits and bossed Kate around a little bit. But back in the Archer's world, he was, you know, positively saint-like, and it was just thoroughly unlike him to treat Nolly in any sort of way that she represented. I didn't recognize that description of him.
All the more reason why I need to get you back in to the Archers so you can set the record straight, sir.
Get me back in the show, Royfield, and I will indeed set the record straight.
I am a very powerful podcaster. I'm very big
in the
world of Archers fandom. They listen to me. They listen
second
to me.
To none. Second to none. Listen, if you're setting up one of those petition pages, I will be the first to sign it.
Done.
Divorce.
We want to get married. Kate?
What?
Please don't tell me you're surprised. You knew it was over between us when you left.
All right, you can have your divorce. But you're not having Nolly.
Kate.
You've obviously created a toxic atmosphere, you and your parents and this woman.
Don't be ridiculous.
She doesn't want to go back to it, and I support her 100%.
Kate.
I'm going to give her the loving home she so desperately needs.
This is nonsense.
Mum and Dad will be delighted to let her stay for longer. Indefinitely, if necessary.
Connie, thank you for coming on to this very special one-off edition of Dum Dum. Whenever you come on, we're gonna do a special Dum Dum for you, Connie. What do you reckon?
Well, that would be brilliant. So when they do eventually get me back on for the 30 episodes I mentioned, I'll be on 30 episodes of Dum De Dum. This is going to get exciting.
Definitely. Listen, mate, you take care and we'll see you in another 15 years' time. So when's that? 2032.
Oh, God, yeah, I'll be verging and collecting my pension by then, I suppose. By then, I'll probably have grandchildren, maybe even great-grandchildren, the way things are turning out. Who knows?
You never know. You never know. Take care, mate.
Yeah. Thank you for having me.
No
Cheers,
worries.
Royfield.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Take care, Connie. Bye-bye.
Look what free speech has gotten you, right? And if free speech is going to bring a Hitler to power, are you still going to defend the rights of those people to speak?
If you talk about the things that affect your daily life.
The secret to being a good actor.
I don't really care, actually, whether Britain remains Britain.
His dad was actually murdered in front of him.
Marine Le Pen has changed the Front National.
If it's like kind of like a documentary investigative reporting, serialized true crime, that often gets into questions about the justice system or the media.
In an uncertain world, there's always music which can be listened to in good company. Welcome to Friday with Dean, the show where we speak to friends and interesting people, the backdrop of great tunes, and allocate 15 minutes to both.
Good question. Really good question.
Bake Off is back on your TV this week, albeit on a new channel and with new presenters, so it's good to know there's one thing you can rely on, and that is Cat and Mim with their soggy bottoms. Go to iTunes or your podcatcher of choice. And remember, to get in contact with us, you can leave a voice message via SpeakPipe on the website or call 0203 031 3105. That's 0203 031 3105 to leave a message.